My brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. My name is Canon Norman Lightbourne, Rector of the Pearl Cathedral of Christ the King in Freeport, Grand Bahama. I warmly welcome you to the Anglican Church's morning devotions for Thursday, 3rd September. 2020. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings of this life. More especially, we thank you for the gift of eternal life given to all who accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as the way, the truth, and the light. Father, as we begin this day, we begin it with you. Let your presence be with us throughout the day. Strengthen us to remember that in whatever good work we do, we are serving you. Give us a diligent and watchful spirit, that we may seek in everything to know your will, and knowing it, may gladly perform it to the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading for today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading verses 5 through 12. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. While we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today, in our church, we celebrate the feast of St. Gregory the Great, Bishop of Rome and teacher of the faith. Pope Gregory, commonly known as St. Gregory the Great, was born in Rome in the year 540. And died on 12th March 604 at the age of 64. Gregory was consecrated bishop on the 3rd of September 590 and remained in that office until the day of his death in 604. Gregory is known for instigating the first recorded large-scale mission from Rome to convert the then pagan Anglo-Saxons in England to Christianity. This mission is called the Gregorian Mission. He is also well known for his writings, which were more prolific than those of any of his predecessors as Pope. Today, we offer praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God for the life, work, and witness of his servant, Gregory. As we reflect on Gregory's life, we think of his service to God and his church, and the many sacrifices he made in the cause of Christ. We also think of his courage and his commitment. Despite the many challenges he faced from within and without, Gregory remained loyal to God and committed to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we reflect on Gregory's life, we should also reflect on our own lives and our call to discipleship. Like him, we too are called to serve God. And my friends, there are many ways that we can serve the Lord. For example, we can serve him by feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, befriending those who are friendless, giving hope to the hopeless, looking after the less fortunate, giving a helping hand to the elderly. There's just so many ways that you and I can indeed serve the Lord. Yes, like Gregory, we are called to make sacrifices, to give and not to count the cost, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do God's will. We're called to be courageous, to speak up and to speak out against wrongdoings, injustices in our society, the mistreatment of others. We are called to be committed to Christ, to go the extra mile in serving him and his people. What about you today? How committed are you? Can Christ depend on you? Are you willing and able? Are you prepared to go all the way with Christ? All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. This, my friend, is true commitment, complete commitment to Jesus Christ. In our Anglican Communion, worldwide, and indeed in our local Anglican Communion in this diocese, we need more committed Christians, persons who are completely committed to Christ. They're courageous. They're not afraid to stand up for Jesus Christ and proclaim him as King. We want to build a stronger church community. We want to be more loyal to Christ. We want to serve him faithfully. Yes, my friends, Gregory was committed. He was faithful unto death. We too are called to be faithful unto death. I know it's not easy, but sometimes we are afraid because we do not want others to say things about us. Sometimes we are shy in proclaiming the gospel of Christ because we believe our friends may laugh at us. My friends, Jesus Christ took a lot for us. He was not afraid. He even went to the cross, the supreme sacrifice, so that you and I may have eternal life. He calls us this very day to follow him. Will you do so? Will you give him your all in all today? I pray that you will follow him and you will serve him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. This very day, you will give him your service. You will be committed to Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your servant, Gregory, and for calling him to be a bishop in your church. Thank you for calling us to be your servants. Help us, O Lord, to be faithful to you and to be faithful unto death. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today for our devotions. We appreciate your presence, and we hope that you will share these devotions with as many people as you possibly can. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all your loved ones this day and forevermore. Amen.